Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, says Australia's banks have been severely tarnished by evidence of shocking misconduct, but he's warned tougher regulation might hurt the economy. Dr. Lowe has cautioned against knee-jerk responses as a result of the Financial Services Royal Commission, yet he says bank boards need to review bonuses and other incentives that have encouraged bankers to act against the best interests of their customers. The bank governor's also worried about slow wages growth, and he's confirmed the RBA's keeping a close watch on rapidly falling real estate prices. Here's the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Philip Lowe went into his final keynote address for the year trying to stick to the normal mantra for central bankers, reminding the event's MC that normally boring is good.
His personal KPI is to make monetary policy so boring that no one will come to hear him speak. Philip, I think you've got a bit of work to do.
Top of the list for Philip Lowe is the Financial Services Royal Commission, now in its final round, where he says trust in Australia's scandal-ridden banking sector has taken a major battering.
There's an element of trust in all economic transactions, but the nature of trust in our society is changing. And unfortunately, we can all think of recent examples where trust in our institutions and organisations has been severely tarnished.
Speaking at an event in Melbourne hosted by the economic think tank CEDA, Dr. Lowe said bank boards and regulators needed to overhaul their system of bonuses and incentives, which have tempted some bankers to put sales and profits ahead of their clients' best interests.
The vast bulk of people who work for Australia's financial institutions do want to do the right thing. But like everyone else, they respond to the incentives that they face. If they're rewarded on sales or short-term objectives, it shouldn't come as a great surprise to us that that's what they prioritise. So establishing the right incentives here is key.
Banks are in permanent crisis management as a result of the Royal Commission and have already tightened lending standards. But Dr. Lowe says even more regulation to restrict lending would hurt the economy, especially if banks become reluctant to take on risk.
So we need banks to be prepared to make loans in the full expectation that some borrowers will not be able to pay those loans back. If they do become afraid to lend simply because of the consequences of making a loan that goes bad, then our economy will suffer.
Dr. Lowe also worries about flat wages growth. Even though there was incremental improvement in the last quarter, wages are barely keeping up with inflation. And Dr. Lowe says workers are losing a sense of shared prosperity while economic reforms stay on hold.
The diminished trust in the idea that living standards will continue to improve is a major economic, social and political issue. It underlies some of the political changes that we're seeing around the world. It's also making it harder to implement needed economic reforms. It's in our collective interest that this trust be restored.
Apart from flatlining wages, the other barbecue stopper, of course, is house price falls in Sydney and Melbourne. Dr. Lowe says the RBA is watching closely, but says the correction underway after a very big run-up in values is not a disaster and something that needed to happen.
18 months ago, the biggest political issue in the country was housing affordability. People were saying, how can my kids ever afford housing? You know, people were mortgage stressed. 18 months on, prices have come down, and certain sections of the community think this is kind of a disaster. But it does mean housing is more affordable. If we continued on the previous track, we're going to end up with big problems.
Dr. Lowe says official interest rates remain on hold at the historic low of 1.5%, with inflation still below the RBA's 2 to 3% target band. But he warned highly leveraged borrowers once again that the next move will most likely be up, though most economists think that might not happen until late next year.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.